Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, we're into the second hour. Ashley Jessica, this is some auxiliary reporting for InfoWars.com. She's going to be at Bilderberg this year. She's led national opt-out demonstrations, handed out radiation warning info to people at the airports, done just a great job across the board. And she got groped, her and her friend, at the Atlanta airport and videotaped it. And she's not supposed to videotape that. You know, that shows that, you know, I mean, how dare her not want to have her private parts touched? And this is all part of, you know, dominating the public. But get into the media that did interview you. This has become a national story. It's been, I don't know, over 15 papers. But you talked to CNN and others, and they never aired the interviews.
No. Well, I talked to CNN. They were doing a phone type of interview. They were taking notes on what I was saying. And then I started telling them the facts about the body scanners and how the TSA has never caught a terrorist, you know, just laying out all the facts. And then they said to me they weren't sure if they were going to use the story anymore because they had extreme weather that came up that they need to report on. I don't know.
Yeah, they always say something else happened. Like, kind of when they're having the IRS hearings, they cut to a video from the day before with Anderson Cooper talking about gangs. And Watson was telling me about all this. You also got interviewed by some other national TV?
Yeah, I was interviewed by Inside Edition. I did a Skype interview with them, but it never aired. I was saying in the Skype interview, I said, you know, we all need to opt out of the body scanner. We all need to film our pat-downs and hold the TSA accountable and reassert our rights. That was one of the main points that I had said in that interview.
Well, look, the good news is you did videotape it, so now there's exposure on it because they don't want this even discussed. I mean, as I said before we went to break, remember 4 years ago, 3 years ago, even 2 years ago, they would deny any of this was even going on.
Exactly. And now people are saying, like, you know, the trolls, they're saying, like, no, you know, this is for our safety. This is normal now. You have to get your privates touched.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, a lot of the trolls are just government-paid minions. Or they're people so invested in the system, they're going to make excuses no matter what happens.
Exactly. But good thing the Liberty Lovers are supporting and bringing attention to this. And, you know, there's been a back and forth in the comments on my video. Lots of InfoWars supporters, you know, laying down the facts and exposing everything. So that's great.
I mean, there she went on the video, pow, right up there in the junk. And,
yeah.
I mean, even with your wife or your girlfriend, if they're, you know, they're not in the mood and you just reach over and grab them, they're not going to like it. I mean, this is a stranger doing it. How have we gotten this far down the road here?
I have no idea. And, you know, even when she came to my breast area, when she moved her hand towards me, my natural instinct, if a stranger is moving their hand toward that area, is to move back. You know, that's normal. If someone came up to you or to me in the street and did that, I wouldn't be so polite, you know?
Well, they go to jail. I mean,
exactly.
If somebody walked over and grabbed my crotch, they're going to get punched in the nose.
Right. That's a normal reaction. It seems people have habituated to this. They've been completely pacified and brainwashed. It still blows my mind. I can't even figure it out.
Well, by the way, Rob News saw this happen. He even got some of it on tape. We got back from a talker speech I gave, the keynote address in New York a few years ago, and this guy walks up, big, mean-looking prison guy, and it says, hello, Mr. Jones, and then grabs both of my pectorals and tries to do a, you know, twister, and it was excruciating, but I knew it was a setup, and then called the police, and they put him in handcuffs, and we're going to arrest him. And then I went, you know, this is a setup. I said, you know, just know I could have sent you to jail, and I left. But they wanted me to get in a fight. I mean, I mean, it's kind of like what they kind of stuff they did to Garrison in airports and things. I've got to really watch my back, so folks, pray for us. I'll see you at Bilderberg. You are going, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, look forward to your reporting for InfoWars.com there. Very, very exciting. Ashley, Jessica, look forward to meeting you in person. Thank you so much, and good job getting this report out and standing up to the abuse they engaged in. Thank you so much. We'll be back with a bunch of other news, folks. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back into the live transmission here in the second hour, 8:40 into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast, and we are going to be here for another 2 hours or so. We are going to have in studio a well-known autism activist, Andrea Lalamas, and she posted Facebook photos of her children at the March Against Monsanto, and Facebook suspended her account and thousands of other people's accounts, and naturalnews.com showed screenshots of that. Drudgereport.com linked to it. Thank God, exposing nationally, internationally, the censorship. We posted Navy SEALs official link on Facebook where they pointed out that they were left to die in Benghazi and had our Facebook suspended. Other people had them suspended or completely deleted. It doesn't matter if you're an anti-war group. It doesn't matter if you're an anti-GMO group. It doesn't matter if you're a pro-raw milk group. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter who you are. The system will come in if you are not on the globalist reservation on their plantation, and Facebook will block you. And they violate their own terms of use. They, you know, they act like it's a big public commons. Your data's there. You make Facebook what it is, just like you make YouTube what it is. And then they selectively censor and manipulate. So we're going to get into that and how it ties into Bill O'Reilly smears, yours truly, Alex Jones, in a hate speech rant, talking about sexual hate speech and racist hate speech, and then they cut to a clip of me out of context to make it sound like I'm involved in that. I mean, it's just, they are desperate. You've got MSNBC, you've got Bill O'Reilly, you've got the White House coming after us, you've got, let's not exaggerate, at least 10 different investigative journalist groups. Some of them are whole teams. Bloomberg, now I've learned, has 3 people full-time in the last 2 weeks on us, digging through everything. And they're getting pretty upset right now. I would imagine, because there's just nothing there. And there have been 4 different media groups that go, I want to follow you to Bilderberg. And I go, okay, go ahead. And they go, oh, we have a big budget. They'll let me go wherever I want. And some of these are big, famous writers. And, you know, done biggest profiles out there. You know, top 2 or 3 profilers in the country. I guess out of the top 5, like 2 of them. And then they call back and go, yeah, they're not letting me go or cover that. Bilderberg's off the, you know, off limits. Persona non grata. How do you say that in Spanish? Is that right? Did I butcher that? Yeah, oh, I'm correct. Okay, good. Anyways, we've got all of this going on. Why are they so scared? Because we know what we're talking about. We have got the eye of the tiger when it comes to fighting these globalists. We're committed. They know we're real. They know we're getting traction, and they're scared. And if you go to Infowars.com/Bilderberg or just /big, I'll take you there too. Infowars.com/Bilderberg. It says 6 days, 5 hours, 47 minutes, 47 seconds till Bilderberg officially kicks off next Thursday. But it really has kicked off already, all the stuff that's happening, the live video feeds, the audio feeds, the photos. Our reporters are already there, breaking inside intel. That's a great site Max Cabrera in IT built, or in web development, but we probably want to put that countdown at the bottom and just point out that coverage has already begun. And I'm going to be in England by Monday. And there is a bunch of news on that front. And why is it important? You've got these top globalists who for decades said they didn't exist. Ha ha, you know, Jim Tucker and Alex Jones say something called Bilderberg exists. You know, just 5 years ago, the New York Times said that literally, you can pull it up, it was in a film review for the film New World Order. I guess it was 4 years ago, reporting on something a year before, and said Jones was in a parking lot at a Marriott hotel imagining that there were some black sedans and men in sunglasses. You know, Jones was having a full-out schizoid, you know, break with reality. Kind of like, there's no amnesty in the amnesty plan. There's no 2 billion bullets. The IRS isn't spying on you or persecuting you. There's no tyranny there. This TSA's not sticking their hands down your pants. Well, we are, but what's the big deal? You know you like it. You know you wanted it. You know you wore that short skirt. You're trying to attract somebody, honey. Well, yeah, I'm trying to attract somebody. It ain't you, bud. Come on, you know you like a pot-bellied man grabbing your genitals. What's the big deal? Never had that experience? You have now. Ever had a guy go up between your legs? You do now. Your 3-year-old? Never been taken to a little cage? They've never taken a little box, glass box for everybody, had their arms put up, hands up, trained as a prisoner, never had a guy with a weird mustache smack his lips and rub his hands all over your kid's body? Ever had that happen? Well, here's your front row seat to it all. And if you get upset about it, you're an extremist. It's hate speech if you say you hate not being able to fly because you won't subject your children and your wife and yourself. Jesse Ventura's wrong. You know, he's not even doing his TV show this year. They've been calling me. I need to call them. I've been so busy. I was basically offered Ventura's TV show. or a spinoff thereof. And I just said no because I turned down, not bragging. I'm telling you, Bill O'Reilly wants to say I'm nobody and won't say my name when he attacks me almost on a monthly basis. When I've turned down Discovery Channel shows, Travel Channel shows, True TV shows, HBO, just you name it. Because I don't have time to fly around and shoot for a week per episode and shoot 12, 15 episodes and then make, you know, even brand new shows that are highly paid, $200,000, they'll pay for anything around here. And then not do the radio show, not do the news website. See, we have our own thing. And as much as I like the, you know, the crew that did Ventura Show, I think the Overdahl did a great job. They're like, so you don't want to fly out here and explore doing the show. They first brought to me like 2 years ago, and I think they couldn't convince Ventura to do the next season. And Ventura's like, you know what? And who knows, it might come back sometime. He says, I'm not flying. You're going to have to get me private jets. And that's what they do, and that's above their budget. He goes, I will not have people do that to me. And then people are like, you know, grow up, Jesse. I mean, let people stand around going, hi, Governor. I like your TV show. I liked you on WWE or, you know, WWF back at the time, whatever it was. Hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And he's sitting there getting angry. And then Ventura, like 2 days later, every time we've flown, comes over and apologizes and goes, sorry, I've been grumpy. Because I've known Ventura when he didn't happen to fly, he's a big teddy bear. But whenever that happens, for like 2 days, he's real angry. He almost got in a, not really in a fight, but a big argument in a cab. He gets mad at everybody else because he's so angry about somebody rubbing the inside of his butt. I mean, you know, I mean, I hate to have to sit here and talk about things like this on the radio, but, you know, as a man, it's really freaky. And I know why women get mad at this, to sit there. I don't keep talking about it. It just really hit me that they're criticizing Ashley Jessica. Sounds like a clothing line, doesn't it? It's a great name. The point is that they're like, how dare you not like them grabbing your crotch? I mean, it's like, listen, you don't do that to somebody, unless, you know, the lights are low and everybody's into it. And there's been some vino flowing. I mean, and then they go and they do it to your kids, man. And listen, I never made a big deal out of this because, you know, it's private. It's my family. I'll get into it. I one time had TSA style security without me even knowing start groping my kids at a border, and I flipped out. And so, I mean, I know it's just that's the line you're not crossing is my kids. So my wife's like, the kids want to fly. I want to fly. And I said, fine. You want to go to Europe where you grew up? I said, you can go take a trip to Europe. I'll keep the kids. You go with your friends to Europe. Yeah, you know, her dad was a diplomat. And so she grew up in France and grew up in Italy and grew up in Denmark. And she hasn't been back since college. She went to college over there, too. And I said, listen, you've already experienced what happens when somebody grabs my kids. I cannot handle this anymore. And if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. Okay, here's some of the news I got coming up. Bill O'Reilly smears Alex Jones in hate speech rant. This is the biggest sign yet, because he does this routinely now, that we're really having an effect when they trot out O'Reilly. And I mean, he does this just because he knows that we're for real, and he knows that our audience is bigger than his. I mean, we have more viewers on YouTube every week than he has on Fox. He's got about 5 million different people that tune in at one time or another, 3 million on a big night for him. People are like, well, isn't that 5 times 3 million? No, it's the same audience tuning in. And nothing against him. We're all going to be old one day. Love old folks. But his audience, the reason his ratings are going down is his audience is dying. And there have been studies on that. And so every day there's less of them. And so he's really angry. You know, he's, you know, old tough guy reportedly, and he's, you know, angry that, you know, that I'm not a sellout like him. And I'm not going to say anymore. The point is, the point is that the House Judiciary Chairman has come out and said that Holder should resign. That's good news. Navy considers 3D printable future fleet of drones. This is what we want. Robot factories building robot drones who only have the guns, but we don't have the guns. And we've got a bunch of other just off-the-chart news. IRS crossed green line. Pro-Israel group felt wrath of Obama IRS. Web investigation reveals.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Time on the O'Reilly thing is when you have Glenn Beck saying I'm a fascist and I'm a liar and I'm spooky, and you've got CNN attacking me and lying about us and MSNBC and Bill O'Reilly, what does that tell you? The establishment is scared of things they don't control. And the fact that we are successful on air, the fact that by the grace of God and your prayers and support, we are on air, is a testimony that we can turn things around. But we've got to believe we can do that. But everybody in the office said they saw this Bill O'Reilly thing this morning from yesterday. And they saw it, and they just couldn't believe it. Here's the Mediaite story. Bill O'Reilly decries political hate speech graphic, singles out Alex Jones. And they've got leftist authoritarian groups praising O'Reilly, saying, good, shut down people like Alex Jones. But then others going, well, wait, you're hateful too. What is hate speech? The Soviets developed this back in the 30s and would send people to gulags saying it's hateful to talk bad about communism. It's hateful to talk about how we shut down your churches. It's not hateful when we take you to a forced labor camp or rape your family or shoot you in the back of the head. And now I have an article that Watson is going to come on dealing with after the break, where you've heard Scotland is doing what Germany's doing, trying to ban homeschooling and things, and saying every child at birth, will have a social worker assigned to them who is their government parent, and now midwives are ordered to spy on parents to see if they say anything about open borders or immigrants, and then their children will be taken. See, the Stasi want your kids. But don't say the government's bad or we'll have to take your kids. And then Bill O'Reilly comes out and praises Facebook for shutting down hate speech and sex hate speech. And if you call and say, I'm going to kill you or I'm going to rape you, that is a terroristic threat. But what is hate speech? Hate speech is saying things they don't like. What does the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center say? I'm hate speech. I need to be shut down. These are authoritarians that call ending the First Amendment, just like the IRS is trying to do with pro-life groups and Christian groups and Tea Parties. They call that hate speech. I've got clips of MSNBC saying the Tea Party is hate speech. Good. Have the IRS shut them down. And then Bill O'Reilly. Even if I was a racist Ku Klux Klan show, which I would disagree with, I'm trying to bring humanity together. That people have that First Amendment right to free speech. Because if you take the Klan people's stuff away, or the new Black Panther Party, that's basically the Black Klan, if you take their rights away, or Mecha, or La Raza, or all the Hispanic supremacist groups, if you take their speech away, you will lose yours as well. Now, O'Reilly, like something out of 1984, went past the deception of Rachel Maddow and others, where she said, I said Obama sent the tornado. I said no such thing. A caller asked, is this government? I think it is. And I said, no, I don't think it is. Probably a real tornado. But they can create hurricanes and stuff. There is weather weapons. And I read like National Geographic headlines on the air. They edited that out. So why are they doing this now? He does this incredibly deceptive piece where he just flashes me up there ranting out of context in between sexual hate speech, whatever that means. Like I'm doing sexual stuff when he's the guy who settled cases out of court. Punch up InfoWars. I mean, look at what a perv this guy looks like. No wonder he can't get women. Here, let's punch O'Reilly up. If you were a woman, would you want to get anywhere near that guy? It's like a giant ferret or something. Let's go to a clip of O'Reilly. Here he is.
Tonight.
There's only so many stupid people out there, Republicans. Admittedly, they breathe kind of fast because they're too dumb.
You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers? And you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day?
Hate speech. Now Facebook is apologizing for allowing it worldwide. But can anything be done to stop the hatred? Which is directly linked into the IRS Tea Party scandal. We'll have a factor investigation.
All right.
Hate speech and the IRS scandal.
Let's stop right there. I'm not going to go any more of it. The full thing's up on InfoWars.com. But first they have Randy Rhodes on her little show on whatever's left of Air America, like 15 stations or something, saying Republicans breathe fast and are stupid. So that's hate speech. No, that's her right to be obsessed with how smart liberals are. When we've gone out and seen your supporters, they are the dumbest people. They hardly have a pulse. I mean, jellyfish have more brain cells. Then they sandwich it in with me and then go into a piece about sex stuff just to imply I'm a Democrat, I'm attacking the Tea Party, and I'm a pervert. Like the 250-pound demonic ferret himself who settles cases.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Joining us today. And we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. 3 hours of hate speech, which is the Soviet term used for any political speech the globalist did not like. And we're going to be getting into hate speech here in a moment with Paul Joseph Watson. You heard in Germany they're banning homeschooling and arresting parents. That's mainstream news. Just type in homeschooling parents arrested because the state says they must raise your children. You've seen MSNBC say that your children belong to them. And now they're saying government orders midwives to spy on racist parents. Spy program part of Orwellian plan to have children report on their mother and father. And the new state-appointed parent, the parents are just there to pay for everything, teaches the child they're in charge of the parents. Just as the Bible says, they will set your children above you. And this is the hell everyone wants. This is the hell everyone will get. They always abuse the children so bad. Once they get them, the kids always turn back to the parents. But then it's too late. Too late, sucker. We've already wiped your mind with psychotropic drugs and injected you with enough vaccines to kill an elephant. Now you're going to die. The government loves you. I guess that's hate speech. See, the globalists are over the top with all their tyranny. And so I'm not supposed to go. It's over the top. Oh, my gosh, pediatric cancer's up over 10,000%. Here's a Harvard study. Oh, look, hydrofluorosilicic acid, another Harvard group of studies. I just use those because everybody goes, ooh, Harvard. It's actually studies that are even worse out of Britain and out of University of Texas. Bone cancer, sevenfold increase, brain cancer, increase. It's extreme. Shut down his hate speech. He's holding up Harvard studies, 24 index studies about IQs dropped on average 17 points in women, 23 points in men. So I say 20%. I average the two together. I mean, I shouldn't get upset about that. You know what? I was a little hateful last week. I talked about Austin Mayor Lee Leffingwell, who gets up on TV and brags and laughs at people that want fluoride out of the water. We pay millions of dollars, over $1 million a year, to pay for toxic waste from chemical plants, what's left over, to be dumped in our water supply with hundreds of other chemicals with it, including radioactive isotopes. And my calls for it caused a state investigation. Turned out Rick Perry was covering it up. And it turned out they're putting upwards of five, usually three radioactive isotopes in the water. But, hey, who cares about a case of kidney or bladder cancer? I mean, that's fun. It's fun to have that stuff chopped out, and go on dialysis and then die early. I mean, why get people upset? Why point out it's wrong? I said the mayor's a piece of garbage, needs to be sued for laughing at scientists we bring into town. The heads of major university departments to tell them what's going on, like Dr. Connick. I should go, thank you, Mayor, for laughing about something killing us. Thank you. You're better than me. I shouldn't call you a scumbag. In fact, I don't want to be hateful. Thank you, Facebook, for calling users dumb effers. Thank you, Facebook, for running a pump and dump, ripping off your idiot users, in your own words, who bought into it. We told you a year before it'd be a pump and dump from Bilderberg 2011. In Switzerland, because Zuckerberg was there, along with Schmidt and others. I apologize for being right. I apologize for being red-blooded. I apologize for taking all this tyranny personal. I should just go out and act like a trendy. I could wear, rainbow-colored socks and grow a beard and then just prance around around Austin. I mean, maybe I should do that. I apologize by being freaked out by what's going on. By the way, speaking of Eric Schmidt and speaking of all the things that are going on, and speaking of the New World Order and Bilderberg and Google, all the rest of it, document cam, please, for TV viewers. Here is the new InfoWars magazine for the June issue. And you've got an image of Bilderberg group meeting here with different world leader globalists around the table, Bill Gates, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller, with Schmidt with a silver platter with the world on it. I think Molly Rogers, one of our incredible graphics people, came up with this image. And boy, is that not a world-class cover. And then it gets into some new original stories and also some of the most important articles we put out lately. 60 pages of color, glossy information warfare and information on organic farming. And Obama is now global head of Al-Qaeda with updated info on that story. And the passing of Jim Tucker, an official eulogy there. Boston bombing suspect interrogated without counsel. We look at how that's a total police state. We look at reasons why the Federal Reserve should be abolished, 11 reasons. Amazing article on that front. Talk about something great to wake people up. This is it. We get into the total surveillance grip, the panopticonic system of control, the crimes of Google. Google's sins go well beyond trouncing the competition and actively working to establish monopolies. It has collaborated with the granddaddy of evil, the CIA. Actually, it's above the CIA. We have a big map here of the Bilderberg Group. Now it ties into the power structure. Just world-class map put together by the crew over there. 2013 Bilderberg, June 6th to the 9th, Watford, England. They talk about something to wake people up. It's really a color book, 60-page glossy book you can buy at cost. You can get it 12 in the next 12 issues, this issue in the next 11, 12 by signing up. The shipping's included at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can buy them in bulk at cost. We've got Children of the State, CPS abducts infant after parents seek second medical opinion. Just devastatingly powerful. And I want to thank all of you for supporting us so we can even get something out there. So you want to wake people up. These issues just get better and better. Facebook censoring Infowars.com and the notices saying we're not allowed to show people involved in the drill at the Boston bombing. Liberals defend Obama for spying on media. And those scandals are all covered. It's all. Will Rush Limbaugh be arrested and re-educated under New Florida Initiative? Judge orders conspiracy re-education for media figure. The latest photos on Bilderberg. It is all here in the new issue, the June issue of InfoWars magazine. And it's a double cover. The back has like a regular newspaper cover with news about Bilderberg on it, Googleberg, and about back in 2000 during a meeting about corporate values, Google employee pet. Bonnet came up with the catchphrase for the Internet Service Corporation, don't be evil. But it goes on to the head of Google, Schmidt, saying that was stupid and there's no such thing as evil. That means they can do whatever they want to you while telling you what's hate speech. You know, your speech is evil, so they shut it down, but there is no evil. See, that means you're not allowed to have views, you're not allowed to have ideas. So InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, we're going to run this out to the end of Bilderberg now. While supplies last from the ProPure factory, they're very close to selling out of the Traveler. They still have enough of the other big units of the best gravity-fed filters out there. InfoWarsStore.com, 15% off with promo code WATER15. WATER15, and on all the replacement filters, the Pro 1 fluoride filters, all of it. So take the resolution to stop drinking the poison water. Get the best gravity-fed filter out there. We went out and found the best. Side-by-side comparisons, and that's who we promote. And then you support our InfoWar as well. It's a win-win-win. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Life Straws and other systems. All the water filtration, 50% off water code WATER15. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to run that out to the end of the Bilderberg, the 9th of this month. Okay, where to start here? So you've heard of hate speech. That means criticizing the government, posting photos of a Monsanto march, anything. If you're a Navy SEAL group criticizing Benghazi, you're not allowed to share that on Facebook. YouTube starting to block it. And they take over the web, they claim it's a public commons, and they're not allowed to do it, even though they own their own company, because it's false advertising. They just label your speech as hate. Everybody goes, well, oh, what's the label? Oh, Nazis or hacking, and then it's not that. It's your kids at a Monsanto march. It's you criticizing Obama. It's a pro-Second Amendment meme. You try to say you're pro-Second Amendment on Facebook, they'll delete or block your account. It is a reign of covert censorship, just like they're persecuting the Tea Party, the pro-lifers, the preachers. They want a chilling effect. That's why they're persecuting mainstream media that tries to expose corruption. They want you scared to shut up, but it's backfiring. People are angry. And let's look at Europe. Let's look at England. Let's look at the UK that on average is about 5 years ahead of us when it comes to the Orwellian police state, the spy grid. A lot of, we're ahead of them in some things here in the U.S., but usually in carbon taxes, you name it. Europe and England, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, globalist controlled as well. They're about 5 years ahead of us. They are arresting hundreds of homeschooling parents. A lot of them are scientists, doctors, you name it. They homeschool their own children. In Germany, even if you have a teaching degree, they don't let you train your kids. You've got to send them to the state. That's where modern education began, taking the kids away. And in Prussia, kindergarten, the brainwashing system, to have military conscripts follow orders. Worked well for Hitler 100 years later. So you've got all that going on. And now, I saw this on the BBC like six, 7 years ago. We had him on, Robin Page, host of One Man and His Dog, a popular rural show where he would walk from town to town with a film crew and drink the beer, eat the you know, whatever the specialty was in the town, and stay at old bed and breakfasts. He gave a speech where they were banning basically most hunting in England, fox hunting, you name it. And he said rural communities deserve the same rights. By the way, he's pretty much a liberal. But like a real liberal, Thomas Jefferson type liberal. He said rural communities deserve the same cultural rights as Muslims or homosexuals. They arrested Robin Page. We had him on BBC for saying the word homosexual. That's like if you said Anglo, arresting you saying that's racist. Science words are now hateful. I heard a guy, I said this last week, I was at Barton Springs. It was a Hispanic guy and two white guys swimming. They were playing water football, throwing a ball around, and I'm sitting there listening to them. Laying there in the sun after I'd swam a couple miles. And I swam like a mile that day, I think. And I'm sitting there listening to him. My heart's thumping away. I just got to hear him go, let's go eat Chinese food over at whatever the name of the place was. And they go, shh, dude, you can't say Chinese. Don't eat. That's racist. And then I saw people going, approvingly looking, going, yes. Laying around on the green grass with me. Other people were going, oh. I mean, people think you can't even talking is like illegal. Okay, and I remember seeing articles in the British News, you can pull this up, where undercover police are to be put in cafes for racist speech, and you'll be arrested. And if you say they're giving the foreigners all the jobs, they're paying their welfare, they're opening up the borders, or they're voting away our, you are arrested. But then the charges are always dropped because the charges don't even really say that. It's all intimidation. And that's how they operate over there. So joining us, here's the article on Infowars.com. Government orders midwives to spy on racist parents. Spy program, part of Orwellian plan to have children report on their mother and father. And then, of course, now he reported a few days ago. That's, by the way, in their major papers. Watson's reporting on that. They're reporting that every parent, every group of parents will have a government parent that was with the child for 18 years, teaching them how to teach, like Al Gore told kids a few years ago. It was recorded. He said, go home and tell your parents the right way to be. You're their boss now. This is the essence of authoritarianism, the Hitler Youth. 1984, they come home and denounce you. This is hellish. See, they can't win with their authoritarianism with the adults, but they're getting the kids. Paul Watson, devastating article, totally creepy. And then again, the midwife, it says every week the government parent will take the child away for a meal. Let's talk about your parents. Are they smoking marijuana? Are they yelling at you? Because we're gonna, and the kid doesn't know they're gonna take the kid if the parents yell at them. There's no law, but they don't care. They have eugenics courts. And again, it's usually a pedophile, you know, that's going to be there. And Chevelle, who brought, you know, kids to the royal family reportedly, you know, he was a person that was allowed to take the kids from the parents. He liked to take care of them. He also liked to have sex with dead bodies. Maybe Watson, they'll teach the kids how to have sex with dead bodies.
Well, Alex, you know, under Ceausescu's Romanian dictatorship, 15% of all the informants were children informing on their parents. And apparently Scotland is interested in using that template for their own system. Because you remember the story from last year about foster parents having three children taken away from them by the state because of their support for UKIP, which is a mainstream political party that just happens to oppose uncontrolled immigration into the United Kingdom. As a result of that, had their three foster children taken away, they were perfectly good parents in every other regard. Well, this is that on steroids, and it's going to be from birth. And it's already happening. They didn't even wait to pass it in Parliament, like the named state guardian that you were just talking about. This is already in effect. It's called Getting It Right for Every Child. And it's a Scottish government program where these midwives for parents that are having newborn babies are ordered to spy on the parents, listen to their conversations, give them tests if they, quote, respect and value diversity, and if they give due prominence to their racial, ethnic, and cultural heritage. So they're basically trying to use political hate speech, racism as they deem it, to ferret out these, you know, extremist parents. And then if they raise alarm bells, if they raise a suspicion, position, they're then given another formal investigation, and if they're deemed to be, you know, culturally insensitive or racist, then the state takes the baby away. And this is already happening across Scotland. Not even a vote on it. It's Orwellian to the extreme.
This is the secret police who, again, are just going to use the foreigners to break down the country and vote. And so the Scots are saying, no, I'm proud of being Scot. Your kids are gone, and they're going to be getting gang raped in a couple hours by the government. Literally, an army of pedophiles. Scotland, of course, is famous for their CPS to be pedophile run. Go ahead.
Well, and then there's a second part to it, which is going to be put up for a vote in the Scottish Parliament, which is the Children and Young People Bill. And that's going to ensure that every intimate detail of a child is recorded, stored on a central database. And then, as you said, a named state guardian is assigned to every single child, giving them access to the child, spying on the family. And then they actually get the child to fill out a questionnaire rating their parents from 1 to 10.
Different areas. This is already going on in public schools here. And they put it in government databases, why everything's on computer now. This is the state in your family, in your life. You would put up with this from no one but the government. Watson, I want to cover this more. We have a short Leanne McAdoo report where when you go to Walmart at your own risk, guy married to a black lady has multiracial children, so they called Homeland Security on them, and Homeland Security responded, of course. So it's everybody. Anybody brown's a terrorist, anybody white's a terrorist. No, everyone's evil but the government. The government are the only good guys.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if all of this authoritarianism with the social workers and the thought police seems familiar. It is. In Europe, the EU has hired most of the bureaucrats from the old Soviet Union. I've had members of the EU Parliament on naming them. And they brought in all of Eastern Europe, and the communists have been out of power for 15 years. They just put them all back in power in the EU bureaucracy. England, the UK is now under it. And we're going to keep watching until 5 after. Then our guest is coming in here dealing with censorship on Facebook. But they mean business. And the creepiness of the state coming into your house like you're guilty, like you've done something wrong. They started a pilot program a few years ago in all of the UK where 30,000 new children a year, the 30,000 was the funding for it, have cameras put in the house the first month as if they aren't good to raise their kids. Everybody. They just randomly come and say, a camera goes in your house, no judge, no jury, no warrant. People comply with it out of fear. Now they're saying, we're going to expand it to everybody. And, oh, by the way, your Kinect or your smart meter already does this, so it'll watch for us. They're phasing it in and then finding reasons to break up your family. The state wants your kids. Paul Watson, we're going to go to this Leanne McAdoo piece dealing with what's going on here with the Orwellian police state and the telescreens and the Walmarts, and then we're going to go back to you and get your take on how to fight this. Here it is. The piece.
Since 2010, Walmart has spearheaded a See Something, Say Something campaign by broadcasting 1984-esque messages from Homeland Security head Janet Napolitano that encourages Walmart shoppers to spy on each other.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
That's why I'm pleased that Walmart is helping to make our communities more safe and secure. If you see something suspicious in the parking lot or in the store, say something immediately.
So it should be no surprise that police visited a father of three this weekend after he went to Walmart with his children to cash a check. Walmart security alerted authorities to a possible kidnapping of three young girls, all because the security guard thought it was strange that the girls weren't the same race as their white father. Police who were at his home when he arrived made the oldest child confirm that the man with them was their father. But this is not new. In 2009, a couple lost custody of their children when Walmart photo center employees alerted police to pictures they thought were akin to child porn. The photos were of the couple's children taking baths and being wrapped in towels. That couple is now in the midst of a lawsuit with Walmart. Back in 2010, when Big Sis became the head of the Walmartian Snoop Society, Alex Jones had plenty to say about the DHS's invasion into our lives under the threat of a terrorist attack.
Well, it's here. 1984 in America. This is the straw that breaks the camel's back. There is no doubt that we're in deep trouble as a society. The head of Homeland Security, Big Sis, Janet Napolitano, has now come out and announced that over 800 Walmarts in the next month are going to install telescreens at the checkout scanner with different federal orders to spy on the other people shopping.
But don't worry. As we reported in 2011, if you're one of the many good citizens that are reporting suspicious activity, Homeland Security wants to shield you from facing the consequences of misidentifying innocent behavior as extremism or terrorism. Of course, this will only encourage an army of ill-equipped citizen spies to report any behavior whatsoever, no matter how benign. See something, say something. Unless, of course, you're blowing the whistle on government corruption, and then, you know, mum's the word. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars Nightly News Alert.
Well, she nailed that report. Yeah, and then she comes in and plugs the fact that you can go to InfoWars.com/show to see free audio and video feeds and the free podcast and the free iPhone, Android apps. We're going to come back and get Paul Watson's take on this. I love that new term, Walmartian Snoop Society.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.